boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. We ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got guests. Look, I love it when Al Keith comes through, CEO of Milwaukee College Prep, and we have Dr. Stephanie Hartliff. In studio, Executive Director of City Year Milwaukee. And I'll tell you this, these are powerful educators, some powerful people in the studio today, Truth Nation. You want to get your kids around these people because they plant seeds.
Thank you.
They plant them seeds and they sprouting up. I appreciate you for coming through.
I appreciate you. You know, it's always a pleasure to come by.
Always a pleasure. Now, yeah. Once again, First of all, I would like to say I appreciate Milwaukee College Prep, the staff, the organization, the people that I've been able to meet over the last couple years. They've been amazing educators that I would love to see grow, plant seeds all over the city. I wish everybody could come through Milwaukee College Prep, you know.
I appreciate that. I mean,
just from the students that even come through, like, right. they talk. I mean, I'm talking about the alumni that comes through. I'm talking about it's powerful.
You know, you can, I can't remember which one of my family members told me this, but you can always tell the quality of a tree by its fruit, right? And I mean, like, looking at our alum, the people that come out of the schools, the people that pour into the schools every day. I mean, it's just an amazing place. I don't know how else to put it.
And Dr. Stephanie from City Year Milwaukee, in studio executive director.
Yes.
I mean, just a lot of things that, you know, when we could discuss on the show today about what you do as far as the community and the youth. Powerful.
That's right. We love our work at City Year. We believe that we are being a huge part of making Milwaukee great. Mm-hmm. We love that we're able to bring in young people and provide them with an opportunity to be of service to scholars in schools and also figure out the trajectory of their life. Our young people that come here to Milwaukee to serve, many of them are not from Milwaukee, mm-hmm. but about 50% of them stay, and they are becoming a powerful part of leadership in this city, helping to make Milwaukee be great.
Powerful. Hey, look, Al, what's going on with Milwaukee College Prep?
Oh.
What do y'all got going on? Because I know y'all consistently have ideas and things for the families and the kids and the alumni. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's going on?
We got a little bit of everything. So, you know, on the classroom side, you know, it's springtime. And so we're getting a lot of amazing, exciting data coming out. Hopefully I get a chance to talk a little bit about, like, the early literacy data that's coming out right now toward the end of the year.
What's going on with that? Don't bring it up. What's going on with
that? Well, a lot. Okay. So if you want me to jump right into it, I can jump right into it. But we got that.
Okay.
We've got the cum laude event is tonight. And so every year we honor our cum laude award recipients, scholars who have earned a 93% average GPA throughout the course of the year. And so we invite them, their families out for a dinner to celebrate them and their accomplishments throughout the year. So that is taking place tonight. Super excited for that. Always a good time to just, you know, connect with families. That's one of the things that I, you know, always been passionate about. And honestly, one of the reasons I stuck around at MCP originally is because the families, it's amazing. You know, other than that, man, just all the same exciting things. I mean, the data is showing that, you know, the mission continues and continues well. I don't know if this is the time to jump right into it. You know, I got my notes.
Well, you know, like, I mean, we're going to get to
okay,
it.
Okay,
I mean,
all right.
It's a lot.
You know, I get excited.
You know
I do. All right.
Let me tell you something. We've been to a couple outings and you have just been, you know, you do not sit down. You want to, you go meet everybody.
I try.
You talk to everybody. You try to connect with everybody.
I try.
Youth, adults.
Everybody.
That's how I want my, you know, CEO to be. You know,
I try.
Powerful.
I do what I can. I do my best.
Tori, can you say that again? Because I just want to say one more time. Al Keefe, CEO, right?
Yeah.
We have to be proud
Thank
of
you.
This young
yes.
black man
Thank
doing
you.
Big things in
I
this
say.
City.
That's how I want my CEO to be.
Showing up and showing Pow. Out. That's
well,
exactly it.
I would be nothing without the amazing people that poured into me along the way. And so she'll never tell you this, but Dr. Manny was actually the director of my principal prep program. And so she's gotten my headaches along the way for years now. She knows the kind of person I can be. So thank you so much
all right, well,
for
well,
putting up with me all
I'm
going to
tell you
but.
This, Dr. Stephanie. What being a part of City Year Milwaukee and working with Al and doing different things, like tell us a little bit about that.
So this is our first year in official partnership with Milwaukee College Prep, which means that we have a team of young people that are working with the staff and the scholars at 38th Street. They're supporting scholars in literacy and in math. They're working alongside the teachers in the classroom. One of the things that I love about MCP is that the educators there are committed to the scholars. They go above and beyond, and they are high quality teachers. And so oftentimes what our core members are doing are helping those high quality teachers expand their reach in the classroom. So they are extra set of hands and heart in that space, but they are also like advocates for students. Our core members show up in the morning and they're power greeting the scholars as they come in the door, and they're there power greeting. Oh yeah,
is that the handshake?
That's okay. When you're cheering the kids on, right?
That's
so
amazing.
Let me give you one. Here is the one we love. Hey, you look good today. Hey, don't you look good today? So just like
y'all rocking and rolling early.
Oh yeah. Oh, we have hand claps. A lot of what happens at City Year actually comes from African American fraternities and sororities. So our founders were able to borrow some of those great aspects of Greek life, and we show up as part of the City Year culture every day. So again, those core members are there first thing in the morning. They're there through the end of the day, like walking alongside the teachers and really just adding capacity in the classroom.
Powerful. Look, we hear a lot of conversation about student outcomes and educational equity and things like that. Tell me about the importance about having great educators getting involved, because it's you can only go as strong as your weakest link many times, and you got to build a team of strong educators. Many times in Milwaukee, sometimes the testing numbers, you know, kind of make you go, okay, well, what's really happening here? But at Milwaukee College Prep, y'all are managing to get around a lot of those scores and actually get these kids on level or above.
Absolutely. You know, it's in our DOE. You know, we are always in the relentless pursuit of excellence, right? And so every day, day in, day out, me and the other 308 employees at Milwaukee College Prep are constantly looking for ways to be better for our kids. It's not about me. It's not about the adults. It's not about us. It's about the kids. And so whatever it is that the kids need, we strive to put that in place, whether that be within ourselves, whether that be going to find additional supports for kids, whatever that is, we're going to do it. And so I'm glad you talked a little bit about the scores, because, you know, I'm always come here with my numbers
right.
here.
Hey,
so just
we
recently,
read about them all the time.
All the time. Hey, you know, I'm going to come with my receipts. So, you know, most recently, though, we just wrapped up our Ames Web testing. And just for those who don't know, Ames Web testing is essentially it's our early childhood screener. It's where we just test our early childhood scholars, elementary scholars on, are they meeting the reading levels that they need to be at to be successful in the upcoming year? Really exciting stuff, man. I mean, we are raising the floor on early literacy. And I know it's no secret that I'll say the nation is in a bit of a literacy crisis, and let alone the nation, our city of Milwaukee. But we are raising the bar at MCP. And so just to be real clear, going into the year, we identified 154 students across the network that were at risk for literacy gaps. Absolutely. You know, proud to say that in first grade alone, and I'm going to get to some other grade levels in a minute. In first grade alone, we dropped that number of identified scholars with those reading gaps from 51% down to 22%
That's amazing.
First grade alone across the network. We got a couple of grade levels where that proficiency more than doubled in critical grades. And I mean, I could come on a whole different, I would need a whole other block of time to tell you like what this means for kids, not just now in the
moment. Especially you when you get them early.
Early.
As they develop
and what that means for them the rest of their years in school and beyond school, right? And so we're really, you know, I always try to remind my team, it's more than test scores. Like, we are actually changing lives and changing trajectories here in this moment. And so, you know, it's amazing work. First grade, we talked a little bit about that. In third grade, we moved our proficiency from 18% up to 43%. I want to let that sink in. Like, out of 100 kids, originally starting with 18, 43 of them now can read on grade level. And that's going to continue to grow year after year after year.
Those are impressive numbers now.
In kindergarten, we just wrapped up, 71% of our kids are at or above reading level coming out of kindergarten. And so if you think about the amazing growth that takes place in 1 year in an MCP classroom and consider that that growth is just going to continue to grow exponentially year after year after year. And, you know, again, I could talk about the test scores. I could talk about what that's going to mean and projections for all the state tests and all those things. But more importantly, we are setting kids up for success and we're putting them on the right track to college and beyond at MCP. And that's the piece I'm most excited and proud of.
That's powerful.
Thanks, hey, man.
Both organizations work with children.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about the youth nowadays with all the distractions, with all social media, how important it is to have a great investment in our youth with quality education and teachers?
I think it's ultimately like what we have to be doing if we want to have a great community, right? Mm-hmm. I think when we talk about and we think about great teachers, like they're the greatest factor impacting a scholar's life, like in that school building. I think oftentimes we think about teachers and we think, oh, they're just there to teach curriculum, mm-hmm. right? But those teachers are in classrooms helping scholars build their confidence, helping them create a sense of belonging, and I think helping them to understand what is possible, right? And that teacher is either the classroom teacher or a core member in that space. I think I shared before, Tori, that I was a scholar in MPS, and as Al talked about, those kids that were at risk, like that was me, because I was a student by third grade that couldn't read. And what changed my life was having Mrs. Bell, who was my first Black teacher that I ever had, that believed in me until I could believe in myself. And it truly like changed the trajectory of my life. If you would talk to my first third grade teacher, there is no way that she would be thinking that anybody was ever going to call me Dr. Stephanie. But that happened because I had a high quality teacher, because I was able to be in a space to have someone to see myself and see like what was possible. And I think that is a big part of the work that we're doing at City Year. I think it is a big part of the work that has and will continue to happen at MCP.
Hey, look, when we come back, I want to get into a lot of the, you know, programs and ideas, because, you know, these kids, they say, hey, it ain't nothing to do. You know, you hear that all the time, but I guess they came past Milwaukee College Prep or City Year yet, you know.
We got plenty.
You know, plenty of stuff to do from plenty. What I hear. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
You are listening to The Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Out the frying pan to the fire where I landed at. Back where I was damaged at. Still brought a hammer back to advocate. It's the type of heat that melt the candle wax. Making moves to handle that. Never had to scam or trap the advocate. This for every mother who was beaten, who was bruised. If he put his hands on you, don't hesitate to move. What would Tory do? Advocate. Seeing how you move, I can see you had a clue. It take courage to do what you had to do. What would Tory do?
101, Seven the Truth. Tori Lowe, Tori Lowe Show. Hey, look, we got guests. We got Al Keefe, CEO of Milwaukee College Prep, and Dr. Stephanie, Executive Director of City Year Milwaukee in studio. Hey, look, I wanted to get this out the way because, you know, a lot of times when we have conversation about the youth, now a lot of the conversation is centered around takeovers and things. What can we do to try to make this summer more be more active when it comes to the youth. I want to get your opinion on this because y'all educators, y'all have programs, y'all are working with families. Where do you see that we can make some improvement moving forward when it comes to the conversation about takeovers, youth, things that we need to do? You never see doctors and CEOs on the news answering that question. You see politicians answering that question.
That's interesting.
I'm just trying to I'm trying to get it out right now. No, you know?
But I feel like let's start there. I think some of our politicians do have answers to those questions because they have historically like worked with our youth and our young people. I think that if we even go back to what happened at the Bayshore Town Center, I think we need to be taking a more proactive approach and not reactive, right? Everybody in that space saw those flyers coming out. And our first response, right, was to how can we get the police involved, right? And I feel like we need to shift our mindset and our first response needs to be, how am I contacting folks from these youth serving organizations? Because I know the scholars are coming, right? Because kids are bored. And if they have idle hands and they don't know what it is for them to do, like they are not going on all the trips that we maybe went on for spring break. And so those folks should be reaching out to City Year. They should be reaching out to Violence Prevention Zone. They should be reaching out to Boys and Girls Club. And I just wonder, as I said to you, what would have looked like for all of us to be there when those scholars arrive? And our Senior Director of External Affairs, Lauren Feaster, is also a DJ. So what would have looked like for DJ Lolo to be there spinning tunes and for City Year Corps members
having something
waiting,
more organized?
Having something organized. Like your response can't always be to call the police, right? Our response needs to be, let's get organized. So when the young people arrive, we have things for them to do. Let's get organized with our charter networks and the district before spring break to say, how are we talking to families? How are we talking to kids about these are the things that you can do? And why are we not asking the young people what they want to be doing? And then we respond to that by organizing those activities for them, right? And I think as we go into summer, those are the things we need to be thinking about. I'm excited about the mayor's initiative around employment because we all need a little cash and a little bit of job. And these kids have expensive taste. And so why are we not creating opportunities for them to be able to earn those dollars and really be productive like in their communities? That's what we need to be doing instead of reacting to what we think they're going to do.
How? You hit it right on the head. Mindset. Right. I think this is going to be a long, long conversation or can be a long conversation. But I think nothing is going to change, take place, take root, hold for our kids until mindsets change about our kids. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've got to and you asked it perfectly. Like, why was the first response? Why is the first response to police children rather than pour into the kids? Why is the first response not let's figure out how to develop, how to support versus police? Right. And that can't be the first go-to, right? I think it even gets right back to our roots at MCP. You know, we believe in restorative practices. Right. We believe in finding out what the kids need. I think it's one of our first questions that we ask whenever there is a problem, right? Is, hey, what's going on and what do you need? And I wonder, has anybody even stopped to ask any of those children or any of these kids that are getting involved with those things that question? I think, you know, you're 100% right. Programming, getting the right organizations involved, getting the right people to the table to have the conversations about what constructive can be put in place. And at the same time, we've got to have some real critical conversations. And I think we just got to name the thing that we've got to stop looking at our kids as something to be policed and something to be nurtured and grown and developed.
Well, I know that Milwaukee College Prep has built a strong reputation for scholar outcomes. And I say this, that success when it comes to having those strong scholar outcomes, it has a lot to do with the team that you build. Mm-hmm. How important it is to have staff, even, you know, because I hear about a lot of the incidents that's going on mm-hmm. with NPS, with the kids and staff and things like that. But how is it important to build a team mm-hmm. to make sure that everybody's on one accord to deal with what we're dealing with in the city of Milwaukee?
It's critical. It is the most foundational piece that needs to be in place. You're only as good as your people, period. And you need your people that have the same shared belief that we all have at MCP. They have to have the same mindset. They have to have the same commitment, the same grit that it takes to right. really pour into our kids. And so You know, that is something that we can't skimp on. Through my entire leadership career, I've always been the type that's believed, you know, I can teach you how to teach math. I can teach you how to teach read. I can teach you those things. I can't teach you how to love kids. I can't teach you to be committed to finding out what that child needs and providing that day in, day out. Because that's a skill that I think it's very difficult to develop and teach. And so mm-hmm. I think the very first thing at MCP to develop that team, as you mentioned, we find people that are mission aligned, and not just mission aligned with the words that's on our website in mm-hmm. our handbook, but people that truly believe that their calling is to develop and do what is necessary for our kids. And that's foundation one. And I mean, that's that piece. And the next part is now we got to get you to walk it. And so walking it is the next step after that. And, you know, that's something that I can never, take credit away from my amazing team for doing. I mean, the coaching that takes place at MCP, every teacher is coached weekly at MCP, and not just coach where you got somebody come in, take a look at 5 minutes of your lesson and then give you some feedback in an email. And that's that. No. You are going to be observed. You're going to be, you know, have a meeting with one of our leadership members, whether it be a dean, whether it be a principal, and you're going to get structured coaching mm. on the biggest lever that we identify in those classrooms. And that's not just a one-time deal. It's not just a quarter thing that happens just so we can write it. Like, it's not a checkbox. We believe that if we coach our teachers to be better equipped, they will be better equipped to serve our kids, and our kids will produce higher outcomes. And again, like I said earlier, it's all about the kids. And so we put all of our personal feelings aside. We put our egos aside. It's whatever the kids need. And, you know, we're starting to see fruit of that, which is amazing.
And City Year, Dr. Stephanie, I want to ask you this question. How does City Year help strengthen the pipeline of future educators and leaders in Milwaukee?
I feel like City Year, we are uniquely positioned because we're at the front end of that educator pipeline. So we are bringing in passionate, amazing young people that are 17 to 25 that really get to get into classrooms and get into schools every day and have that hands-on experience. They get to lead small groups in literacy, in math. And so they really get a deep understanding of like what is first, which is building those relationships. What is first? Learning how to navigate like challenging situations. And so a lot of our core members come into this space not knowing that they have like the skills and the mindsets to be teachers. And then they say, and we have a teaching pathways program and they become teachers. I am a traditionally trained educator, as I call myself. I went to the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, go Warhawks. And I feel like many of the things that I learned in my ed program did not prepare me to come back to Milwaukee Public Schools and be a fourth grade teacher. And I feel like our program allows young people to really have that hands-on experience to walk in when they're ready to be a full-time teacher, understanding what they need in order to be of great service to our scholars. So we are excited. A lot of our core members stay and become educators. They become leaders. Many of them are working at MCP and have been leaders at MCP. They're becoming psychologists. And even our core members that don't want to be educators in the future, I think they have the skills and the mindset and the know-how to be advocates for education in the community.
Mm. Hey, look, y'all packing it in. And this is where we need to be right now. We're going into the summertime. And a lot of times when these kids leave from out of school and to get into the summer, I always tell parents to have a schedule ready.
Yes.
Idle minds is, they say, you know, the idle mind is the playhouse for negativity,
mm-hmm.
but you know, do you have a strategy for parents? Okay, school is out. What do you usually advise parents to do for their children in the summer?
There are all kinds of activities that are happening around Milwaukee, whether that's through Milwaukee Rec, whether it's summer school, whether it's camp with Peak Initiative. So I advise parents to go to school today. Talk to the folks at your school about what the opportunities are for your scholars for summer. Talk to your child's teacher about what their needs are, and then make a schedule and make a plan and then carry out the plan. I have the privilege. I have my daughter Gabriella here with me today, who just graduated from UW-Madison. And I mean, she's a Badger, but I mean, I guess it's still in the system. As a college grad, like, she's on this little bit of break before she starts her internship, but I got a plan for her because we have our annual celebration for City Year tomorrow at 4:30. All are welcome to attend. Visit our website and we can get you a complimentary ticket. But I have to have a plan for her so she doesn't lay around for these couple weeks.
Right.
So she is here working, making name tags, helping us get ready. So figure out what they need and go about the business of making it happen, because your scholar will then have a great summer and you will have a great summer, because it won't be a summer of worry. It'll be a summer of development and one for growth. And don't forget to schedule some fun in there.
Ditto. We partner with a lot of different organizations and we just try to get as many opportunities out to our families as possible. You know, we work with our wonderful parent liaison, Lisa Goodman. She gets all of that information gathered with our principals out to families, whether it be different summer school opportunities, camp opportunities, whatever it may be. We work to find out what those things are to make it a productive summer and give it to our families. I just got an email this morning about a great opportunity with MATC from the wonderful Miss Courtney Kelly over there, who longtime special MCP parent as well. But again, we partner with a lot of different organizations to try to find out what are the great opportunities that exist outside of our doors for our kids throughout the summer.
That's amazing. Last question. Milwaukee faces real educational challenges and opportunity gaps. Why is talent one of the most important solutions?
You are only as good as your people. And I don't know how else to put it. You need high quality educators who not only understand the strategy, understand the plan, but also are able to connect and build those critical relationships with the kids. And that requires a special person. I won't say that anybody can do it, but it does require a very special person to be able to come in every year and build amazing relationships with 26 new kids every year. And then execute the plan in a way that is tailored and customized to those 26 individuals in front of them every day, day in, day out. And so, that doesn't happen by us just drawing up a strategy and putting it in a book and distributing it out at the beginning of the year. It doesn't happen when we just throw up something on our websites. Like, that happens when we get in the rooms with the individuals, show the love and care, not just for the kids, but for our staff, and developing them and supporting them in making the dreams happen every day that happen in the MCP classrooms. And so, yeah, talent is critical. You need the right people in the right places. And, you know, MCP has been a great place to not only get those people, but also grow and develop them. And then partnering with amazing organizations like City Year to come in and provide additional supports as well, as Dr. Manny referenced earlier. It's just been nothing short of amazing. And so, you know, it's not just us. It takes a village. But you need the right people in the right places.
Well, look, is there anything that we needed to know as far as community, how they can continue to support the efforts of City Year and Milwaukee College Prep?
I would say for City Year, if you know any 17 to 25-year-olds that are looking for an experience to not only pour into scholars inside of schools, but get themselves developed for their career after City Year, reach out to Iselle Nicholson. Visit the City Year website. She's our community partnership manager, because we have opportunities waiting and ready for them. I would say to any community member, just get involved. Whether it is reading an article about the state of Black education on the North Side that was recently put out by City Forward Collective, whether it's showing up at Milwaukee College Prep and saying, I've got 5 hours, how can I support? Whether it is holding the folks at the schools where your child attends accountable to say, my kid is not reading. What do we need to do about that together? Whatever your role is, like, we all have the ability to influence, to make change in this community, because the state of education in this city for Black scholars is unacceptable. And we should all be outraged about it. And we should be doing things to support it, to make a difference, including supporting schools like Milwaukee College Prep or Network. Sorry, Al, like Milwaukee College Prep.
No, absolutely. No, I appreciate that. And yeah, ditto again. You know, we always look for people to contribute in three T's, right? Time, talent, and treasures. And so if you want to get involved, if you've got a calling to enact change, real change, at Milwaukee College Prep, you can get in touch with us. Number one, Google us, any of our four campuses. You can call to the main offices, get more information, or you can find more information at milwcollegeprep.com.
Hey, look, Al Keefe, CEO of Milwaukee College Prep, and Dr. Stephanie Manny, Executive Director of City Year Milwaukee. Thank y'all for coming through.
Pleasure.
It was powerful.
Thank you.
Powerful conversation about how can we help add, contribute, and grow the youth. It was amazing.
I appreciate it.
Thank y'all for coming through.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. What we doing?
We out here fighting for the people. What we doing? We out here fighting for the people. What we doing? We out here fighting for the people. Tory Lowe, part one. We out here fighting for the people. We out here fighting for the people. I can make a sequel. All these murders is getting lethal. Low, low. Like a slaughterhouse, and we need a water drought. They tryna wipe us out.
We out here fighting for the people. We out here fighting for
1017 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, Truth Nation. Hey, look, we had an amazing conversation with Al Keith and Dr. Stephanie, from executive director from City Year, and Al Keith, CEO from Milwaukee College Prep. But y'all know I've been dealing with the bullying this year through the system. And now I got some professionals. I said, hold on, wait a minute. I want to get one more segment in and just get some what I consider extreme professionals on a high level in the city dealing with the youth. And I want to talk about bullying to a certain degree, because it seems like bullying has been going on for so long that you would think that it would be just an automatic operation when it comes up. Kind of elaborate in your own way about that topic, because I know I talk to different people. They have different ways to talk about bullying in schools and things like that. But I need to hear from some professionals. what is it? Why is it continuing to happen? And what are some safeguards against it?
I think it goes back to the comment I made earlier about, like, how do we view children? And I think that, you know, when we are taught in school, traditionally trained educators, that behavior, period, is typically communication, right? And I think that, you know, when bullying occurs or any other, you know, I'll say less than desired behavior happens, right? I think a lot of times in schools, in classrooms, in systems, in districts, in places, we forget that this is also behavior that is a failed form or a lacking form of communication, right? And so, like, I think looking at this not necessarily always as a way of something to be policed and right away I'm just going to administer a consequence and that just be it and I move on with my day. We need to look a little deeper as to what is trying to be communicated. Again, I mentioned it earlier and I'll always return back to this. Having a conversation with the kid who's the bully, the alleged right. bully, having that conversation around what's going on. Like, why are you doing this? Because I really don't believe any child sets out to just be
problematic. They just lashing out.
I don't like, exactly. But if something's causing that, right? There's something happening that we as educators, I feel, have the duty of care to find out what's going on and support the child through it. And not to say that there shouldn't be consequences for their actions, mm-hmm. but I think getting to the root of it, as you mentioned earlier, we have to take the time to actually figure out what is happening there. And I think that's the only way that we'll, you know, get to a place where there's longstanding change. To your point, it's going to take time. It's going to take effort. But we can't lose sight of that just because behaviors are being presented and it's frustrating. We've got to actually put some plans in place to not only ensure the safety of the kiddos, but also make sure we're addressing the root of whatever is bothering that child.
I agree.
I think oftentimes when it's happening, we're reacting to it, right? Mm. And so much of our work at City Year with our core members is building those individualized relationships with kids, starting to understand, like, what makes them tick, providing that alternatives, and what would it look like if every child in every school had a trusted adult that they could go to and they could talk to. Because oftentimes when I have found in my experience, when kids are the bully, that there's some things happening with them outside of that school space that are leading them to show up that way.
So is that a reflection on the parents? A bully?
I think it could be a reflection on anything.
Of the home environment.
It could be a reflection on something going on at home. It could be a reflection of a scholar that's in a classroom that doesn't have the academic, is not proficient academically. And so they're showing up in that way to hide something that is happening with them. And part of our work has to be about figuring out like what that is and having that trusted adult for their child. But then also like putting in the work to help that young person like solve for that and help them show up in the way they want to. I do not believe there is many humans on this earth that want to be mean, right, that want to have people afraid of them.
Well, they're not born like that.
They're not born like that. Yeah, they're taught. Humans are seeking love. They are seeking to be empathetic and be friends with others. So I don't think that those are natural behaviors, and we have to understand why that's happening. And to Al's point, it's not always about a punishment. Sometimes it's about how do we help that person restore within that community so we can move on. Too often, and I feel like, and I'm not going to go on my tirade about that because it's not in my notes, too often that is what is happening in what I call the modern day slave house, which is the prison system, is that we have reacted, right? And we have not tried to understand why that human is showing up that way to repair that harm. And so we just want to offer a consequence and we want you to go away, right? But you're still in this society, right? And so if we can start with our youngest babies of being like, yeah, we're going to make mistakes, things are going to happen, and here is how we're going to repair that harm and keep you in the community, that's what this work should be about.
Mm. Okay.
Ditto. Yeah.
Hey, I always say this. Parents will reach out to me and say they child has been bullied. They've reached out to the staff. It's continuing to happen. I even heard that if a child has an IEP, that it's not much they can do to the child or something like that. Is that true?
Yeah, but that's the mindset.
I think it's what people are saying. That's what the staff told me.
Well,
from a school.
Scholars,
I don't want to throw off the school.
I was going to say, not
yeah,
ours.
Not Milwaukee College. But scholars have an individualized
education plan. And so some of the things that are in those individualized education plans might be like identified struggles or behavior that kids are having. And so the job of the school and the job of that special education teacher, the regular ed teacher in that school community, is to put systems in place to give that child like replacement behaviors. So it's not like there's nothing that you can do. Your job is to be giving them like replacement behaviors. And I think it kind of is what you said before. If people can't see a punishment, right, then they believe that nothing is happening, right?
Right.
So if we don't kick the kid out of school, which I don't know what they're doing at home, if we don't kick them out of school, if we don't kick them out of the classroom, then sometimes people receive that nothing is happening. But things should be happening, right? We should be working with that scholar on replacement behaviors. We should be identifying like actual consequences that don't necessarily mean that you don't have the right to be educated today.
And in addition to that, what are we doing? There should be pieces put in place, plans put in place to ensure the safety and supervision while those interventions are taking place as well, right? Because at the same time, we have to make sure that all kids are safe in our spaces.
Right.
And so 100% in conjunction with that, it's critical that you have the right, again, staffing, the right people in place that are available to supervise that and not only ensure the safety of all, but also ensure the fidelity of implementation of those interventions. And so goes back to the point we made earlier, right? It's only as going to be as good as the people you have in place to do it. But I think that requires a mindset shift, I think, at some places and some people to look at this more of an opportunity to grow children, an opportunity to pour into children versus just a consequence their way out of behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Powerful. Once again, tough topic, though. You know, that was a tough topic. But I think that action, with the right action, it could be handled correctly. I think that, and I appreciate that. But I need that professional viewpoint.
Tori, can I just say, oftentimes we want to make parents feel bad or we want to blame things on home. I'm a parent, and I think that it is the hardest thing that I have ever done. I don't care how many degrees I have. Like, there is no book. There is no roadmap. And I feel like often people are doing the best that they can with the tools that they have in their box.
Right.
And so I would say to every parent, like, give yourself grace. And where you need help, seek it. And be consistent. That's all you can do. You can be consistent. And that is like where we need to go. But man, I wish there was a handbook. And if I could write one and become a millionaire, I would do it. But that hasn't happened yet.
Hey, look, well, we got one last break to take before we hit the top of the hour. When we come back, I just want to reiterate how can the community continue to support what y'all are doing as educators. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You Tory. Every time you look up, they kicking another door. See, I told you the days of being silent over. This is the time for your cup to run over. If you don't stand for something, you gon' fall for anything. You hear me? Let me tell you something. If you need me, you know how to find me. But keep doing what you doing. I'm proud of you. Yeah, yeah. He who finds himself losing himself for my sake will find it. Yeah, yeah. And he who his life for my sake will find it. I've been praying for peace. I've been praying for peace. Tired of fighting these beasts, but they need me in these streets.
Yeah. Hey, yo, they killed my dog in front of his mama. Right on the front porch of his house, I lost some dogs to the slaughter. But still, I'm marching with a cross in my hand. Heart's got the evil of Sodom and Gomorrah. My kids in the projects can't drink the water. And then they wonder why we slaughtering daughters. They can't see the forest for the trees, but I'm chopping them down. Cause you don't know your ancestors, but you cop the designer. Eviction notices inside of your apartment, they pile up.
We got 101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Look, we have amazing guests in studio. We got Al Keefe, CEO of Milwaukee College Prep, and Dr. Stephanie Manny in studio, director of City Year Milwaukee. I want to make sure that the community gets the right information on how they can continue to support the amazing work that's going on with Milwaukee College Prep and City Year. So let's just give that information.
Yeah, get involved. If you're nearby a Milwaukee College Prep campus, you can always call, stop in, or find more information at our website, milwcollegeprep.com. Get involved whether you are looking to support financially, looking to volunteer, or looking to get involved in an amazing mission. Please feel free to reach out and, we'll be more than happy to help out and get you involved. We want as many aligned people in this city to be aligned with this work and be involved in this amazing work that we're doing here. And so please just go ahead. I encourage everybody to get involved.
Powerful.
Right. I say 17 to 25 year olds. We are currently recruiting for our next cohort of AmeriCorps volunteers. Visit our website at www.cityyear.org to learn more about the program or reach out to our amazing community partnership manager, Isel Nicholson. And I would say for everybody in this city, read up, understand what's happening with education in this city, get involved. Ask questions. And if you are doing that part, then we will charge forward together in ensuring that every child in the city has access to a high quality education, because that has to be our goal.
Now, Dr. Stephanie, you brought your daughter with you today.
I did.
It's the apple don't fall too far from the tree now. I need to hear from her. I mean, what is your advice for the young people?
I love that.
What is your advice for these young people? Because, you didn't graduate from the University of Madison. You're a Badger. You had to come up through the system. What do you got to say to these young people? School is about to be out. What's some good advice?
Do what you're passionate about. I'm a journalism student, just graduated with a journalism degree.
What?
And yes, and that's what I'm most passionate about. And I think everybody deep down has a passion. And if you have that, keep working at it. You know, maybe instead of going out this summer, like, lock in at home and be like, what can I do to help myself get more forward? Like, take an online class, do get some free video software and video edit if that's kind of your thing. But you always have to be working harder at your passion. And, you know, the talent will come later is what I have to say. I didn't grow up being a great writer. I'm terrible at punctuation. But, you know, I got my bachelor's degree now. So you got to keep working at it and keep working at it. So if you have a passion, if you haven't found it yet, keep looking. And that's going to be your guiding light throughout the rest of your educational career and your life.
That was amazing. Hey, I'm trying to tell you, like, this is, you can always see the fruit of the labor, you know, and I'm seeing the fruit right here. And I got another question for you.
No.
As a young person coming up with all of the social media and all of the distractions and all of the things that go on with peer pressure, how did you make it through?
What a great question. I think just recognizing that there are things about me that you can't find anywhere else. I'll say right here, I was bullied in middle school, high school, and that was really tough. And I still carry some of that stuff with me to this day. But just remembering that, like, there are things about me that people love and that are different and are unique to only me. And, you know, you have a duty to bring your uniqueness to the world and bring that to your community, because like they've said before, like, everybody has talents that they can bring to any situation. And you have to remember that, like, you have these talents and it is your duty as a member of your community to bring them no matter what you're going through. Like, you have to hold on to that.
I thought she had the doctor. Hey, I'm just trying to figure this out.
I love that.
Well, look, I appreciate y'all for coming through. It's been an amazing, amazing conversation. And like I said, continue to do the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Love.